Hi developers, I'm Hussein Dillaei, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use an access token to invoke a protected web service that uses the OAuth standard. To see that in action, we'll create a Xamarin Forms application that takes an access token, then it uses that access token to access an ASP.NET identity web service that is protected using the authorize attribute on top of the method. In the previous video, we have shown how to register the users to ASP.NET identity system, then how to login the user to get the access token. And today, we'll use that access token in order to invoke the protected web services. So let's see that in action. Here I'm running Visual Studio with my two projects. So here for the project, for the web project that uses ASP.NET identity, I want to access this web service, call it Get Ideas. And you see here it's decorated with the authorized attribute, which means that any access to this web service should be from an authenticated user. This means also that the user should send not his email and password, but should send his access token that is that we get it using the email and password. So let's see the how to invoke this one with Postman. So we saw in the first video that with Postman we can invoke that one by accessing the URL and sending a GET HTTP request, and then adding a header for the authorization. So we added here the authorization header, then we added the bearer, the value of that authorization, which is here, bearer, space, then we put the access token that we have get from the server. And just to remember, we get that access token by sending a post request to our backend slash token and passing the username password for the user with the value grant type equal a password. Then we get this access token from the server. We get the exact value of the access token right here and use it to access protected resources. We could get the access token for this user because he was already registered within ASP.NET identity. And we did register it through sending a post request, which contains a body containing a JSON object, containing the email, password, and confirm password for the user. And we send that to api/account/register, where we have a web service that will get this request and register a user within our system. So now let's see how we can access this protected web service to get a list of ideas. Here, to remember also, we have created this controller. We call it ideas controller. It will access an ideas context and try to get all the ideas. So first thing to do, I'll go and create the method that will invoke this web service. And I put all these methods that communicates with the web service in a class called API services. In this class, we have already implemented the method for registering the user and also logging the users to get an access token from the server. And now we want to implement another method for getting the list of all the ideas. This is going to be a public method. It's an asynchronous, and it will return a task. This method will return the list of all the ideas that we have in our system. For that, I need to get a reference or get the object idea in my system. Until now, I have the model idea defined only on my web project, and it's here, idea. So I'll go and copy it to my mobile project. I'll go and put it inside the models folder. And now I have idea in my models folder. I'll go just change to the right namespace. And here we go. Now I can access this idea object from my API services. So now I can say that my web service will return a list of ideas, or a list of idea. We'll call it get ideas async. And this method, it will need the access token in order to get all these ideas. So we'll pass the access token as a string. We'll call it access token. Then this method, in order to communicate with the web service, needs a reference or an instance of the HTTP client object equal new HTTP client. And now to this HTTP client, we need to pass the access token and the headers. Remember, in the postman, we have passed the access token inside the headers with the key authorization. And we'll do the same here using HTTP client. So here postman is acting like he is creating his own HTTP client and passing those parameters in it. Here we'll do it in code in C#. To do that, we'll go and say client.headers, or default request headers equal, or sorry, default request headers dot authorization. We have that header for authorization equal new authentication header value. And authentication header value, here it can accept two parameters. The first one is the scheme. And here I say authorization, or a bearer actually. Here it knows it's authentication. It knows it's authorization. And after that, we need, as we did with Postman, we need to say it's a bearer, the type of my access token. Great, so let's say it's a bearer, then we pass that access token. With those two values, now we have created an authenticated request. Now we just need to send this request by calling get string async, and we need to invoke the API, the URL for getting all the ideas, and here it's this one. I get it from Postman, paste that. Then this is an asynchronous method, so we need to use await and then get that JSON from the service. That JSON contains the list of all the ideas, so we deserialize it using JSON convert. Deserialize it to a list of ideas. So we say deserialize object. We want to deserialize it to a list of idea. And this deserialize object takes parameter the JSON. We call this our ideas equal. Then we just return this list of ideas we get it from the service. Cool. So now we have created this method. Now we need to access it from our view model. For that, I'll go here and define or create another view model inside my view models folder. So let's say add class. And here the goal is to add a new page which displays all the ideas from my web service. So that page will have its own unique view model that we'll call it here ideas view model. It's the public class, and ideas view model will have a property of type string for getting the access token. So for now, to get things simple, we'll just type the access token inside the page. But in real applications, we need to pass that access token from the login page to this to the view model. So we get that access token, Then we have another property for displaying the list of all the ideas. So this is going to be a list of idea, and we call it ideas. Then we'll have a command of type, it's a public I command. This command will call it get ideas command. This command, when it's triggered, it will invoke the web service or the method for getting all the ideas. For that, we'll say it's going to return a new command, and at the delegate of this command will tell it to do the following. So it needs to access the API services class. For that, I'll create an instance of the API services class, then use it here inside my ideas view model. Let's call it API services equal new API services. Cool. Now from within the get ideas command, we'll go and use that API services and invoke the method get ideas async. That method should get an access token, so we'll pass this access token coming from our view model here. It's an asynchronous method, so we need to add the await keyword, and with that we need to decorate our delegate with the async keyword. Get ideas async returns a list of ideas, so we put that list of ideas inside our ideas property right here. And here, because ideas might change its value, so we need to refresh or to update the interface that ideas might change its value, so it need to trigger that change in the user interface. For that, we'll go and use the iNotify property change it interface, and using ReSharper, I'll go and implement quickly that method, and it just here adds those two property and the method on property changed, which is when once triggered will go and update the user interface for the changed property. So we'll go and use it from within the ideas property. So we'll say when it's changed, once we access the setter of that ideas, we'll go and trigger on property changed to update whatever list view uses this ideas. Great. Now let's create the user interface that will be bound to this view model. For that, I'll go to my views folder, and from within my views, I'll go right click and add a new page. Add new item, go to cross platform and select forms blank page. We'll call this page ideas page. Ideas page will be bound to our view model. For that, I'll go here and say I want to bind it to the ideas view model. So let's say content page dot binding context, and here I'll define that I want to bind it to my ideas view model. With M uppercase, then using ReSharper, I'll go and generate the namespace for that ideas view model, which here lives inside the ideas.view models because my view models is defined inside that namespace. Cool. Now let's create the user interface. For that, I'll go and create a stack layout, and this stack layout will have a first entry where I will put the access token. For that, I'll bind it to the access token. Then we'll have a button. That button will be used to trigger the get ideas command. For that, I'll bind it to the get ideas command. So let's use binding get ideas command, and we'll type a text to that button saying get all ideas. Once we get the ideas, then we will display them inside a list view. For that, let's create a list view that will take items source equal binding. We will bind the list of ideas. This list view will display all the ideas which contains, because here each idea contains a title, description, and category. And to be able to show all these properties, we'll go and say that this list view has uneven rows equal true. Then define a data template for displaying this list of ideas. So we'll say list view dot item template. We'll define an item template. Then we'll define data template. Then we'll define view cell. And inside that view cell, we can now display all the properties for each idea. We'll display them inside a stack layout. And inside that stack layout, we'll put the first property to show inside a label. So we'll bind it to the first one. We'll bind it to the title of the idea. Then we'll have two other properties, the second one to be bound to the category, and the third one to be bound to the description for that idea. Great. So now let's see how this will work. So we type the access token that we have got here from Postman. Then we'll click the button get all ideas to trigger the get ideas command. This command will go and invoke the get ideas async from within the API services class. This one will take that access token, create an authenticated request using that access token, and then get the list of all the ideas. This request will go to the ideas controller, to this method, which is decorated with the authorize, and then try to get all the ideas. So let's put a breakpoint right here and see it in action. Here we do have another thing to do. Actually, how now we can navigate to the ideas page. For that, because here our application starts showing the register page, and from within the register page, I do have a button for going to the login page. And then after the login page, I'll add another button to access the ideas page. For that, I'll add that button inside the login page. So let's say button text equal go to ideas page. Once we click on that button, we trigger the event handler button on clicked. And this unclicked event handler will go use the navigation.pushModelAsync and display the page ideas page. This is asynchronous, so we need to use await and then add the asynchronous to our method. Cool. So now let's start this project. So here we have the register page. So let's try to create a new user in our application. Then define a password. Then register this user. So we get that a user with the email, password, and the confirmed password for that user. This method will go to the web service here from within the web project and try to register that user because it gets his email and password. Once we hit continue, then we get here the response from the service saying that we have register successfully that user. So now I can use his login and password to go to the login page, and from there I can get an access token. So let's paste that email, then retype his password, hit login. Then once we hit login, we can get that access token inside the output here, because I am displaying that access token inside the login async method. Here I'm doing debug write line the content, and here the content from the server is that access token. So now I can get that access token displayed from the output window. I can look at that. So here my access token, and the value is from here right to here. So this is the value for my access token. For that, I'll go and copy that value to use it later. So we'll use it inside the ideas page. For that, let's go to the ideas page, and right here we have the first entry where I'll paste that access token and then use it to get all the ideas. Let's click get all the ideas, and here you see that now we have reached successfully the authenticated or the protected web service get ideas, which is protected by using the authorized keyword. So now we get the right to access this web service. So we hit continue, and then we get all the ideas from our web service. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and thank you.